I decided to rise from my repose and make my way back, alone, to the grave. I had some words for Henry Irons. I wanted to know why he had settled in this area. I wanted to know if he had walked where I was walking. I wanted to know how he died. I wanted to know if he had picked that spot out. Was it special to him? I wanted to know what the forest looked like in the 1850s when he was there, before the clear cut, before the Civil War. I wanted to know how the forest was before man began pushing out the animals, pushing out the natives. I wanted to know what the mighty American chestnut looked like, what a herd of woodland bison sounded like traveling through the forest, how big an elk actually got. I wanted to hear the howl of the wolves or the squall of the eastern cougar. I wanted to see the flock of passenger pigeons. Mostly I wanted to see his reaction to the state of our forest. I got no answers from him. He is gone, like many who came before him, like many old-growth trees that came before him. There are no more men clear-cutting this forest. Bill Pennington, Bo Hunk Benny, and Rick Rhodes, men who helped the timber of the forest, are gone. There are no more gigantic American chestnuts to fell. The only thing that I got from Henry Irons were more questions. Wood was everything to the early settlers. It spanned rivers for men. It built his home and heated it in winter. Man walked on wood, slept on it, sat on wooden chairs and wooden tables, drank and ate the fruits of trees from wooden cups and wooden dishes. From wooden cradle to wooden coffin, the life of man was encircled by wood. Eric Sloan once said, "That century of magnificent awareness preceding the Civil War was the age of wood." Wood was not accepted simply as the material for building a new nation. It was an inspiration. Gentle to the touch, exquisite to contemplate, tractable in creative hands, stronger by weight than iron, wood was, as William Pitt had said, a substance with a soul. I sat in the near dark woods and imagined all the things that we use today that are made of wood, from the same tables and chairs to the pencils that we use as children in grade school. Wood is still an essential part of our lives. The canopy was slowly disappearing into the void that was left by the vanishing sun. My time had come to an end in the forest for the night. Soon the group met back up with me and we returned to the vehicles. We made the trip out of the forest and back to camp. It was dark by then. Two others and I had decided to sleep under the stars for the night. We laid our packs down and lay under a moonless sky. The heavens were ablaze with stars. There are no skies like that back in Morgantown. We laid there and discussed our experiences from the day. We were so thankful for the opportunity to travel to the forest, observe nature, and learn. We then went quiet in silent reflection when the moon suddenly appeared on the horizon. It slid slowly upward, and as it cleared the mountaintops, the whole valley was filled with the light. The fog then poured over the mountains and filled the valley as well. As I fell asleep, a sense of calm filled me.